ओम शांति।
हर एक बच्चे को सुने और
today, Bap Dada is seeing each of his children lost in the love of Bap Dada. Every child is sparkling in God's love. All the children have reached here, sitting in the aeroplane of love. You may say that you have come to celebrate the new year. But what is being seen in the eyes of all of you? Celebrating New Year is just for name's sake. But what enthusiasm is there in the eyes of all of you? Three. Congratulations are being given by you. You are giving three types of congratulations. Or three types of congratulations are being given to you. One is congratulations for your new birth, new life. Second, congratulations for the new age. And the third, the congratulations for meeting Bap Dada and the family. What is moving around in your eyes? Is our new age being seen in front of you? Are you having the enthusiasm that the new age is about to come? Is the shining dress of the new age so clear in front of you that
Sangam Yoga Pare.
Today you are at Sangam Yoga and very soon you have to wear that shining dress
someday.
Aren't you happy to see that seed in front of you? On one hand you are bidding farewell to the old year, and on the other hand you are welcoming, on one hand you are bidding farewell and on the other hand you are welcoming, just as you bid farewell to the old year and welcome the new year. And when you do that, you forget the old year. It's the new year which then comes in front of you. Similarly, you are bidding goodbye to the old world and are welcoming or congratulating the new age, the new world. You are bidding farewell to the old world, aren't you? So today, all of you have that seeded enthusiasm in you, is it not? That today you all have the sincere enthusiasm of welcoming the new age, is it not? People greet each other for the new year, and along with that they also present gifts to one another. So Bab Dada is giving the gift of the sanskars and nature of the new world and making you bid goodbye to the old sanskars and nature. In that new age you will have all attainments. In short, you can say that nothing is lacking in the new world. So, Bab Dada is gifting you with the gift of gifting each one of you with the gift of the golden world. You too have that intoxication, do you not?
That
we are claiming right to that golden world.
Yes, gift.
No one else can give this type of gift to anyone. The Father has given direction to every child that that the inheritance of the Father in the form of golden world Baba has given direction to every child that you have to give the message that the Father has come to give the gift of the new golden world to all. Come and claim it. So first of all, you have to give them the gift of the new world, and secondly, you have so many treasures, the treasures of virtues, treasures of powers, the treasures of the titles of your self-respect. So you have to give everyone something or the other, a gift in the form of a virtue, gift of virtue or power or any treasure, so that with the help of that gift their life is transformed and they claim the right to that golden world. Because nowadays you are able to notice that how everywhere there is sorrow, peacelessness, which is increasing day by day. There is fear everywhere. There is worry, fear and worry everywhere. In each one, so to such unhappy, peaceless souls, you have to give the message that the Father has come and claim rights to the imperishable inheritance from the imperishable Father. Give this message to all. You are giving the message, but still there are many children of the Father who are still devoid of this message, who have not received the massive message yet. After all of them are also the children of one Father, are they not? They are your brothers and sisters, are they not? So you have to give them the gift of the message, so that no one is left without the message. You are doing that service. Radha is happy to see the service being done by the children. But the father has the hope or the desire, the pure desire, that no child of his should remain without getting the message. No one should complain that you got the gift of the golden world and I didn't even know. Our father came and we did not get the message. No one should complain in this way. This is why in the new year should be your effort. Meet together and make plans so that no corner is left behind. No one should complain. That he did not get the message, but on the contrary, he should be happy to get the message that their father has come. He should not remain devoid of the message or this news that the father has come. So what will you do in the new year? You have to come together and make plans Bab Dada feels mercy on every child. Similarly, all of you too should have mercy on your brothers and sisters. That is, become merciful towards them, become benefactors, become benefactors, that is, become the image of giving benefit to all by giving everyone the message. So that at least this complaint no one should give. You children have reached here with the aim of celebrating the new year. Bab Dada, what song does Bab Dada sing on seeing each one of you? He sings, "Wah, my children, wah." Even those who have come for the first time, to them also Bab Dada is saying, "You are lucky
Samam
that you have become the fathers before the end of time to the new children. Bap Dada congratulates multi-million times for being so fortunate. Now Bap Dada wishes to see one thing in all the children. Bap Dada wants to see one thing in all the children. Just as all of you have the zeal and enthusiasm, you have the aim that we are the ones who are going to become Bap Saman. It's not that we have to become, but we are the ones who are becoming Bap Saman. So just as this is your aim, now Bap Dada says that along with that aim, just as you have the aim of becoming equal to the father, becoming Bap Saman, so too Bap Dada wants that the qualifications for becoming Bap Saman also have to come in you. The aim is very high, but then the aim is very high, but then you have to pay attention to the qualifications in order to become equal to the Father. As high is your aim, that high should also be your qualifications, your qualities. Many children do wish to imbibe those qualities, but then from time to time they say, we wish a lot, but that's so Baba said that word but should be removed. Your activity and your face should reveal your aim, because as high is your aim, that high should be your qualities, your qualifications visible from your face and your activity. Just as before you were in body consciousness, and when you were in body consciousness, that body consciousness, the nature of that body consciousness was so natural, was it not? Did you have to make effort to make body conscious come in you? No, it was so natural in you already. Body consciousness was like your natural nature. For half kalpa also you did not make any effort to make body consciousness your nature. Similarly, now in order to become soul conscious, it should become your natural nature. Your natural nature should be of soul consciousness. Not that you have to make effort to become soul conscious. Just as you became body conscious naturally, you didn't make effort for that. Did you have to say to yourself, oh, I want to become body conscious? Did you make effort for that, to become body conscious? No. Similarly, the reverse has to come now. You have to be soul conscious in a natural way. The contrast between body consciousness and soul consciousness is there in front of you, is it not? Just as you didn't have to make effort to become body conscious, similarly you should not find it hard, or you have to make effort to become soul conscious. Bhaktada gets the news sometimes of the children that children have to work hard in order to finish body consciousness. Just as body conscious came so naturally in you, similarly, why the hard work to bring soul consciousness naturally in you? Bhaktada doesn't like seeing children doing such hard work. Children should be free of labor and make soul consciousness as their natural nature. This will be called making aim and qualifications alike. Then you will see how easy it is to become Bab Saman. You will find it as your natural nature, just as you saw in Brahma Baba. He had such a big responsibility of such a large family, but then being soul conscious was so much natural in him. It was like his natural nature, was it not? Even if he had the responsibility of the children, but then in front of Brahma Baba, what did the responsibility feel like for him? Even if there is any responsibility, for example, you may have responsibility of looking after a zone. Or you may have responsibility of the yajna, some official work of the yagya. But then what is that responsibility compared to the responsibility Brahma Baba had? Brahma Baba, along with Shiv Baba's help, showed that how Shiv Baba, the Karavanhar, is getting it done. You have to just become Bab Saman, detached and loving like the father. So if you want to become Bab Saman, if you want to become like the father, then you have to make this effort, whether it is in your thoughts or words or actions or whatever your duty is which you are responsible for, have this consciousness that I am doing it only as a trustee. The one who is getting it done, the master, is Shiv Baba, not me. This lesson of Karavanhar, that is, that one is getting it done through me. This lesson children forget as they move along. Therefore, you have to make your laksh, that is aim, and lakshan, your qualifications or qualities, alike. So along with giving, bidding goodbye to the old year, you have to also bring in the qualifications for such an aim. New year means everything new. What should I do? What can I do? Maya comes. I don't want it to come, but it comes. These words or thoughts should finish, should be given farewell, along with giving farewell to the old year. You don't have to give farewell only to the old year, but also to this. Bab Dada told you earlier that Maya too comes in front of Bab Dada and says that I do understand that my time to leave has come, but some children invite me, they invoke me, so what can I do? Therefore, today, along with bidding farewell to the old, you also have to bid farewell to the different forms of Maya too. Do you have the courage to do that? Do you have the courage to do it? If you have, raise your hand. Do you have the courage to bid farewell to Maya? Those at the back, do you have the courage? Okay, raise your hand again. Those who say that they have the courage to bid farewell to Maya for good. So nearly everyone raises his hand, and Baba says, good. So for showing so much courage, multi-million times, congratulations for showing this courage. Why is Baba emphasizing so much on this? Because you are seeing the condition of the world, aren't you? Because the condition of the world is deteriorating more and more. It has already started, and Bab Dada has been telling you for quite some time now that anything can happen suddenly. So anything can happen suddenly means that if you do not have practice for a long time or of a long time, then how will you be able to face a situation when it comes suddenly? Because at that time, if you need the practice beforehand to face it, and if you don't, then how will you face it? Even now, see, Bab Dada gave you homework. That 10 minutes total for 10 minutes. 10 minutes for angelic stage, 10 minutes for incorporeal stage. Baba gave you this homework, but many children are finding it difficult. So think, if for 10 minutes practice is not possible, then when something will happen suddenly, what will you do then? Bab Dada knows that in 24 times you are not able to get that much time. But Bab Dada did this trial that for 10 minutes at a stretch you should be able to stabilize yourself in whatever stage you want, whenever you want. Bab Dada was trying on you this homework in the Baba by not forcing you to do it for 10 minutes, but then Baba is saying, whoever can do it, do it. If you cannot do it, then at least for 5 minutes you can do. Everybody's clapping. Okay, if not, if you can do more, okay, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, try it. Bab Dada himself is saying that it may be difficult to do it for 10 minutes at a stretch. If you think that it is too much, 10 minutes, okay, 8 minutes or 9 minutes, as much you can do, you do it. So form a practice of doing it. Form a practice. That is, make a habit of doing it. Because the blessing which Bhaktada has given of doing it for a long period, that blessing can still work on you even now. Now is the time for that. Because if you do not practice now, then the attainment which you have to get in the future will not be that much if you don't have the practice of it for a long time now. If you practice less now, then your fruit will also be less then. Bhaktada has given you permission that do it as much as you can. If you cannot do for more than 5 minutes, you cannot do for more than 10. If you cannot do for 10 minutes, okay, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7, 8 minutes, okay, even up to 5 minutes, okay, Baba gives permission for that too. But at any time you can do it for 10 minutes as a stretch, it would be good. Because a time will come when you will have to give raise to yourself and to the world as well. This is why is giving you the permission that you can do it for as long as you can, because now long time means that is a basis for long time in the future. Do you feel it is difficult? Yeah, okay. Doesn't matter if you think it's difficult and you tell Baba, it's difficult. Well, that's good. You have told Baba this. Supposing you cannot sit for 10 minutes and you are sitting and you're thinking, oh, how to do for 10 minutes. It's instead of that, do it only for 5 minutes. It's okay, Baba is saying. But don't make it less than 5 minutes. Increase it as much as you can, but don't make it less than 5 minutes. Is it clear in you? Has it been clarified now? So, is it clear now? Bhaktada wishes to see each one of you in your elevated form. The sign of that is Bhaktada has given you a list of so many titles of self-respect. It's such a long list, is it not, of your titles of self-respect.
Bhaktada Amratveer
Today, Bab Dada went on a tour at Amrit Vela. What did he go to see? He went to see that Bab Dada has given you a long garland of titles of self-respect, and if you sit or stabilize yourself in any one of these titles of self-respect, and then after some time sit with the awareness of another title, and then the third, and so on. In this way, turn the beads like the beads of a rosary are turned. You will realize that each title of self-respect is so elevated, so great. And just imagine who has given you those titles. The world almighty authority has given titles to each child of his. He has given you the self-respect of so many titles. You have to use them. There is no other authority who can lessen your self-respect. No one else has ever received so many titles, or received the garland or rosary of self-respect of so many titles as you have received. Bab Dada has said that in golden age you will get a kingdom, but this garland or rosary of titles of self-respect are the gift given to you at the confluence age. Only at the confluence age. So when Bab Dada sees his children, He also sees with the vision of the self-respect each child has, and he says, "Wah, my child, wah." So stabilize yourself in that self-respect. Ask yourself, who am I? At one time bring one title of self-respect, another time bring another title of self-respect in front of you, and then check. Whether the title of self-respect which you had at Amrit Vela, has it been maintained? Have you used that title throughout the day? Because the method for increasing your treasures is that the more you are able to use them, the more your treasures will increase. So today Bab Dada was observing observing each child and finding out which child has how big rosary, and Bab Dada noticed that some had a big rosary round their neck, a garland round their neck, and some had a small garland round their neck. And if it is small, then sometimes that garland vanishes also, disappears also. So Bab Dada went round at Amritvela and observed the children. Just as you have the treasures of self-respect, the titles of self-respect, similarly you have the treasures of all the powers, of each power, each virtue. Use those powers, use those virtues, make use of them. Then the problem which comes in, and you start complaining that Maya has come. Actually, Maya has already told Baba that, Baba, I don't want to go, but then they invoke me, the children invite me. So what can I do? Because if you have any thought of any weak thought, it is like invoking Maya. Although you may not want to do that, but then it comes. So who becomes more powerful? You don't want someone to come and still it comes, then who's more powerful? So Maya becomes more powerful, is it not? Who is more powerful, Maya or you? It comes even if you are not inviting it, that means Maya is more powerful, is it not? Today the old year is finishing. In the new year, let there be new zeal, new enthusiasm. For Sangam Yuga, the praise is that each day is a day of enthusiasm. That is, enthusiasm means each day is a day of festivity. In Hindi, Utsaha is enthusiasm and Utsav is festival. So each day is a day of enthusiasm, and therefore each day is a day of festivity. This is why keep it firm in you. Every day, even whilst moving around, see your chart. Check within yourself. And when you check, then you'll be able to change, is it not? If you won't check, then how will you be able to change? So, today, Bab Dada is giving you this thought for the new year, that every child, as each one of you has given farewell to the old year, similarly you have to bid farewell to your waste thoughts, to your old sanskars, old nature, because Baba has seen that in majority of you, this is the biggest complaint, that waste thoughts come a great deal. The thoughts may not be impure. The impure thoughts are less, but waste thoughts come in large quantity. But even that you should become ignorant of even waste, not just ignorant of impure thoughts alone, but also ignorant of waste thoughts. Sometimes it's not just waste thoughts coming, but then those waste thoughts lead also to wasting time, is it not? So how much of your time is wasted with the, because of those waste thoughts? So then things go against your wish, is it not? Because your wish is to become equal to the Father. And because of these reasons, you are not able to become that. And therefore, things go against your wish too, don't they? You did raise your hand that you have the courage. But then Bap Dada says, it should be the hand of your mind. This hand, raising this physical hand is easy. So do you have the courage to bid goodbye to the old? Do you again raise your hand? Do you have the courage? Yes? Will you keep the courage of bidding goodbye to the old? You are courageous, yes. Keep this courage firm with you. If you have the courage, then whatever aim you have kept will definitely be fulfilled. Because Bap Dada is with you. Bap Dada doesn't want that any of his children should stay back. Baba doesn't want that. Baba wants each one of you to hold Baba's hand and go along with him, not be left behind. Baba is, Shiv Baba is incorporeal, of course, but then he doesn't have any physical hands, but then Shri Mat is his hand. And if you follow Shri Mat at every step, this is like holding Baba's hand. This is like moving forward by holding Baba's hand. So, greetings, congratulations for the new world, the new age, the new year, multi-million times. All the first timers, Baba wants you to stand up. All the first timers, the new ones, Baba wants you to stand up. Many have come. Half of the gathering is of new ones. So, to all the new ones, the whole Brahmin family, and also to the whole Bap Dada, on behalf of the whole Brahmin family, is congratulating for you coming to Madhuban. Congratulations, congratulations. Along with congratulations, So Bhaktada is again reminding you that the time for making common efforts, ordinary efforts is gone. You have to make intense efforts now. Although you have come late, you are still loved by Baba. Although you have not come too late, but you have only come late. So, Bhaktada, happy to see you. You have come at the time when you are still considered lucky. You have still come at the time of luck. So, all of you who have come, you are loved by Bab Dada. This is why you don't have to walk now, you have to fly. Because if you only walk, then you will not be able to claim a number ahead. Therefore, you have to fly, be in the flying stage, not walk. So flying is fast, is it not? Therefore, you can go forward through a flying stage. You still have the margin to move ahead. This is called making intense efforts. What will you do? Will you fly? Will you fly? Whatever situations come in your way which are unnecessary, unwanted, even if they're coming, doesn't matter. You have to go through tests, through exams, is it not? So if they come, you just hand it over to Bhaktada. Do you know how to give to Bhaktada? You know how to take, but you also know how to give. Just become a small child. Just like, you know, little children. What do they do? Anything which they don't like, they just, you know what they do with something? They don't like something, mommy? Just, you take. You take. So become a small child and hand it over to Baba. And if it still comes, Bab Dada has observed that because you have kept those things for a long time, is it not? So even if you took it away, it still comes. Because you have kept it for a long time. So if it comes back, at that time you should think that whatever I have given, I cannot use it again. Because something if you have given away, how can you use it again? So if it comes back, it is no longer yours. For you to use it, because you have given it away. So if you have given it away, then it doesn't belong to you anymore. If you use something which you have given away, then that is like interfering in somebody else's property. At that time you should think, this is not mine, this is someone else's. I have already given it. So if you think in this way, you will be benefited because time is less, time is short, and you have to make intense efforts. You have to make efforts intensely. Therefore, to all the new ones, Bhaktada says, you are lucky and lovely. you are lucky and lovely, and you have come to Baba. You say, my Baba, is it not all of you? Those who say, my Baba, raise your hand. Mera Baba, raise your hand. All of you are saying that, my Baba. So if you say, Mera Baba, my Baba, that means nobody else is mine, is it not? Is it anybody else who's mine? If you say, my Baba, only Baba is yours, no? Is it not? Therefore, you have to have a right over Baba, and whatever you think is useless, hand it over to Baba. Don't keep it with you. Have the right also to hand over it to Baba, then don't allow that to come back to you. It is good. Bhaktaba is happy that at least you have recognized the Father. Now you have to pay full attention that you have to now fly, not walk. You have to fly. Now Bhaktada is speaking to the teachers, that the teachers have to forgive the new ones. Have to forgive the new ones. And also pay attention to them. Ask them if they have any problems. Pay attention to them. And if they have any problem, Baba is telling the new ones, you tell to your teacher and get the solution. Don't just leave it like that. If any problem comes, it should also go. As it came, it should go. Don't keep it in your heart. Okay. So everyone is congratulating the new ones, is it not? Yes. Okay, you may now sit down. Okay, what is to be done now? So Muniben stands up. She's been given the mic. So this time the turn for service is of Gujarat. So all Gujarat stand up. Oh my goodness, look at this. 8,000 have come only from Gujarat. So about 25,000 are here and 8,000 from them have come only from Gujarat. They're all standing. Bhaktada has told you earlier that Gujarat, Gujarat means Rat is night. Guj means Gujarna, finish. Your night has ended. Gujarat means the end of the night. So in Gujarat, in Gujarat, everyone has the zeal and enthusiasm to move forward and make others move forward, and that is good. The zeal and enthusiasm should continue. It is in Gujarat, it is also in Maharashtra, but in Gujarat the quantity is much more, the centers are no less. So quantity is big in Gujarat. Yes, service is everywhere. But in Gujarat there are so many Gita Pathshalas. So what work is still remaining now? You have already done a lot. What work is still remaining? Every center in Gujarat has to write a list of air quality souls. Not the regular students, but the air quality souls who are in contact, but they are like air quality. Gujarat should have the longest list of contact souls who are like air quality souls. Because Bap Dada is already giving you the warning of time, the information of how time is short. So in the new year, you have to pay attention to this as well. Bap Dada is telling you to all the zones, that all the regions, that every zone should prepare a list and find out how many air quality souls there are in their zone, and who's number one air quality soul in their zone. Because for the golden age, you are preparing a kingdom, is it not? You are preparing a kingdom for the new golden age. Yes, Lakshmi Narayan will sit on the throne. Only one will sit on the throne. But then, the others who will be in the court of the sovereigns, even they have to be created, is it not? Royal subjects have to be created too. You have to create even ordinary subjects. So prepare such heirs, or create such heirs who are very close in contact and relationship here, and there also they will come close in contact and relationship. Because the one who is an heir, quality soul, you know what his sign will be? What will be the sign of an air quality soul?
What is artha?
An air means the one who follows every Srimad. Baba said and the child did it. In every task, whether it is through words, thoughts, words or actions, or contacts or relationships,
family life follow.
He should be in his family living. In his family, but then considering this also to be his family. Family means one, means coming close to each other, knowing each other. Understanding each other. And moving accordingly, he should be okay in his family as well as in this family. And as Baba mentioned about the four types of faith, faith in self, faith in Baba, faith in Rama, faith in the family. So the one who has faith in all four, he will have everything in his practical life. He will be loved by the whole family. It's not that he'll be loved by someone and not by someone else, but he will be loved by the whole family. So, prepare such air quality souls. Baba needs them. Subjects will be created automatically. The ordinary subjects will be created on their own. You don't have to make effort for that. But you need to prepare air quality souls. Here the kingdom is being established, is it not? The kingdom is being established here itself. So, which zone will take this responsibility and claim number one in creating air quality souls? This is what Bab Dada wants to see this year. And the other work Baba had given was to serve the professional people. One is to create heirs and the other is those who are in contact and relationship, to make them your mic. So one is to prepare mics and the other is to prepare heirs. We have to prepare both. Now is the time for that. As time will pass, the time for the end will become less and less. So you have to start doing it straight away. And Gujarat will do wonder in that, is it not?
Gujarat mein
all the teachers, so many teachers in Gujarat. See, so many teachers in Gujarat. Teachers. So many teachers. Each center should produce or create or prepare at least one heir, if not more. And actually good service in Gujarat started directly under Baba's Srimad, you know, Brahma Baba in 1968 said that we should have center in Gujarat. So with the Gujarat first center started with Bapdada's Drishti. That also will work, will it not? There are good hands. You can do it. There are many who can do it, and you have to do it. You have already done many programs, and they have been very good programs indeed. You have done good programs. Now take number one in creating air souls. Is it okay? Will you do it? So teachers again, bustling them to raise their hand. Then this year, the new year, all the teachers have to prepare an heir. So each teacher has to prepare one heir. As many teachers, that many heirs. And will you bring them to Madhuban? Will you? Today is Gujarat's turn, and therefore Baba is telling to Gujarat. But Bab Dada tells this to all the zones too. And Baba will see which zone comes number one, and Baba will give that zone a prize. The one who gets the first, who becomes number one, will get a good prize. All the zone in charges. Baba wants all the zone in charges to stand up. Who else is there? Who are the other zone in charges? Even the brothers can stand up. The zone in charges. Everyone? Yes? Yes, stood up. Baba will see who gets number one. Baba will also see the qualities of those air souls. Baba will see the quality of the air souls. Of course, you will create air souls, but then Baba will see the quality also of those air souls. Bab Dada is reminding you again and again of how short the time is. Later on, don't tell Baba. Baba, we thought that there is still lots of time left. Baba, we thought there is still lots of time left. Don't say that later on. Because on one hand, you have to make yourself complete too. And also you have to go ahead in service. So and in self-effort, one is remembrance and the other is service. You have to claim number one in both. And the third is your nature, sanskars. You have to bring transformation in them. No one should say that this one is good, but... This one is good, but no, is good, that's it. There shouldn't be no but in it. This is being called the best, better than the better one. Because Baba is telling you that gradually things will change more and more. And the time may come when even if you want to do service, you will not be able to do service. Such situations will come that you will get no time at all for anything else, and therefore make the fast efforts now. Your feet should not be on the ground, you should be flying. Your feet should be flying. Angels don't touch the ground, they are always flying. It's not these physical feet which should not touch the ground, but then it's the feet of your stage. Gujarat is very, very cooperative of Madhuban, because whenever Madhuban needs anyone, what does it do? It calls Gujarat, does it not? Send so many from Gujarat. Madhuban invites those of Gujarat to come. It is good. This is the benefit of being so close to Madhuban, and also there's the attainment. Every student in Gujarat has to become a sample who follows every Srimad of Bap Dada to whichever center anyone goes. It should be seen that everyone in that center is a close jewel of Bap Dada. Is it okay?
Student, samaste. Haath uthao.
All the students, Baba Silingam, raise your hand. You should not be lacking in any Srimad. You should be following all the Srimad. Okay, now you may sit down.
Baba jurist bhi aaye hain. Jurist wale sabhi aaye hain. Jurist wing ke sabhi uthenge. Dusre cultural wing hai.
Jurist wing and cultural wing and security wing. All of them stand up. Jurist wing, cultural wing and security wing. Jurist wing is celebrating its silver jubilee. Silver jubilee of jurist. Art and culture wing. Divine culture for so the third is security wing. So Baba is saying all the three wings are progressing well in their task. Baptada has seen that everyone has this enthusiasm that I have to do it. But now the work which Baptada has given has to be done, that you have to prepare such mics who become an example in the gathering, who can show proof to everyone that you can live in your household, do everything and yet become a Brahma Kumar. They should be able to share their experience that I'm not the only one, but then even in each profession there are so many who live in their household, look after the responsibilities, duties. They are in their profession and yet they are following Srimad accurately. So when somebody sees someone doing the practical form, then the inspiration comes that if he can do, then I also can do it. In this way, each wing can prepare good students. Baba is asking, how many students have been created after the service of professional groups started? Since from the time the service of wing service started, how many children or students have been created in each wing and have become regular students? And what quality are they? Because you're already doing service of wings for quite some time now, and everyone is serving in every wing with great love, because you get a chance to serve the people of your profession. So now, take out this result. Find out how many are in contact, how many have become regular students. And if those who are regular will have a good chart too. Therefore, each wing should prepare this list. There are some who come only occasionally, maybe for any function or any program. But how many have become Baba's children? Because as these programs continue, they are going on. And therefore, the result also should be good. Baba has seen how you'll have your meetings with great zeal and enthusiasm, and you also communicate through letters with one another very well, and of course that all will bear result. It will definitely bear result, because every year Bab Dada too keeps on giving directions for every wing. So it is good. You take chance of doing service. Are all of you satisfied? The heads of all the three wings, they raise their hand. Ramesh Bhai. And there's Usha Ben. And Shukla Ben, security wing. So all those who come in your wing, they make program, they meet one another from time to time. All are in zeal and enthusiasm, aren't they? Baba is asking, are all of them in zeal and enthusiasm? Baba is asking the heads, the chairpersons of these wings. You plan some program in a meeting. Then do you carry out that plan in a practical way in your area? That news also should come to you, whether it's happening in a practical way also, whatever plans you have made. Because the big office of each wing will be in one center, no doubt, but then the service has to happen in the whole zone, or in all the zones. Of course, the one who's responsible, he does it in his zone. But then,
remember,
wherever the senior is not there, but then you have to find out whether the plan which you made was brought into practical form there or not, even if the senior wasn't there. So you have to find out the result, you have to ask for the result. Find out which center brought it into practical form and what difficulties they had to face, for which reason they could not bring it into practical form, and then help them, give them some facilities, better facilities. Just like you did one program everywhere and the impact of that was so good. Similarly, each wing can do their program in all zones. Then you will get a better name. Take such news and in every city the work of the wings should go on. Only then your name will be glorified. Otherwise, Bhaktada is happy, you are working hard. All the three wings take it by your name. You are working hard. You are doing everything well. But now spread it more. Someone well known should come from each area. You'll have to instill enthusiasm in that one. Is it okay? Okay.
Baba, double Videshi bhai bhene aaye hain. 60 deshon se 650 bhai bhene.
Double foreigners have come from 60 countries. 600 double foreigners. Youth are doing the retreat. Little children are doing the retreat. Even a family retreat. Couples retreat, parents retreat, and the Sindhi group has also come. So for Baba was the youth group to stand up. All those who were in the youth retreat, they stand up. This is the youth group. IYF. All who were in the youth retreat. It's good.
Foreign men, youth group, seva kar raha hai.
Youth group is doing service in foreign countries. This news Bhaktada got. Bhaktada got this news that how the youth are doing service in foreign lands, and Baba liked it very much. That how the youth are getting ready in this way, so that one day all the not all the youth but few of them from abroad, from foreign countries, some from this land, some from foreign lands, they come together and they come to Delhi, and meet the government, meet the ministers. They should go to meet them and let those ministers see in a practical way that how even the foreign youth from abroad, they are transforming themselves. Those from India are transforming themselves, and those from foreign lands are also transforming themselves, because the government now is facing a lot of problems from the youth in particular. So if the government is able to see in a practical way, see an example of how these youth are changing, then they will realize, and especially the Minister for Youth, that you should meet that minister in particular, and let him understand that how this atmosphere of sorrow and peacelessness, on one hand there is so much of sorrow and peacelessness everywhere, and on the other hand such tamoguni, impure vibrations everywhere. The midst of both these youth are bringing about a transformation in themselves. Then they will be attracted towards this organization, and you know, they will pay more attention to this organization. Not all ministers, but especially the ministers who's connected with the youth. The group should go to him. Let it be a small group first, but this news should be told to him. So that in the whole ministry it becomes known that how these Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are serving people of all professions. But that is happy to see the transformation which has come in the youth. But also, Bap Dada wants to see that how each one of you should also be satisfied with your own self. In your own practical life, you have to be satisfied with yourself. Maybe it's not necessary all have to speak out, or somebody tells you or not, but then you have to set an example, as Baba says, the example of being satisfied within yourself. Whether someone tells you or not, but you have to feel the satisfaction within you. If you have any problem, then you should be able to take help of your seniors. And tell your weaknesses to your seniors, and thereby finish those weaknesses, because only such youth can spread powerful vibrations in the atmosphere. They can spread the sound in the atmosphere, glorify the Father, as Baba says. And as your sound will spread, the more the sound will spread, the more there will be your impact in the world. Those who become instrumental for this youth forum, who are in this youth forum, you have to set a very good example, and therefore you have to pay attention to yourself a great deal. Are all the youth okay? Raise your hand, all the youth. So, Bab Dada is very, very, very happy to see all of you. You are such examples who can do big tasks. You are such examples. And now when you'll go back, you will be invited by others for having similar programs, so you will be invited by others. It's good. You are moving forward and continue to move forward. So all the youth, whether they are from India or from abroad, Baba has great hopes in all of you youth. So congratulations, and also great hope in all of you. Okay, you may sit down. So the theme of the youth forum was choose, change and become. They have prepared a very big banner. Little children. Oh, so sweet they are. See, they're all dressed in Krishna. They've got crowns, they've got golden dresses. So beautiful you look. Huh? And they too have prepared a banner. And the banner says, Hum tayyar hai, we are ready. This is a group of little children. It's a group of children. Oh, they are singing. Give them the mic, Baba is telling them. छोटे छोटे फूल हैं हम. We are little little flowers. We are no less than anyone. Sing, sing.
मोरे दुनिया के गम, छोटे छोटे फूल हैं हम.
We are little little flowers. We are no less than anyone.
छोटे फूल.
We are little flowers. We are no less than anyone. We will finish the sorrows of the world. We are such little little flowers. We are no less than anyone. Very good, Baba Singh. So, all of you little children, you stay like flowers, don't you? Little children, listen to Baba. You stay like flowers, don't you? Baba Srimad, whatever Baba gives, Srimad Baba gives, you follow that. All those who follow Srimad, raise your hand, little children. All those who follow Srimad, raise your hand, children. If you follow Srimad of Baba, good, children are raising their hand that you follow Baba Srimad. You are lucky children, because in this little age you have met the Father, and they have written, Mera Baba, we are ready, hum tayyar hain. See, everyone is so happy to see you little children.
Ese
a day will come when even the big people of big companies, they will call you children. and will want to know who are those fortunate little children who have become so great. This is why. So you children have to, make your dharana inculcations very strong in you. Don't forget, because Bap Dada, you are children of three fathers, Lokik father, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba you are, and therefore you have to show wonders. And therefore you have to show wonders. Okay, you may sit down, little children. Sit down. Now the others, all double foreigners, including the Sindhi group which has come from abroad, all of you please stand up. Also the parents who were in the parents retreat need to stand up. Double foreigners from 60 countries have come. Also the Sindhi group has come. Very good. Maureen Venn is giving signal to someone. I don't know, to open the banner, I think the parents retreat banner, if you open up, if somebody has made. Baba's the Sindhi group. You are Baba's lovely children, aren't you? Baba too remembers you. Why does Baba remember you? Because God came, the Father came in Sindh. So there should be a gift from that place where God descended, is it not? This is why Baba says the Sindhi group should do such a wonder so that many other Sindhis are able to be awakened, that is, they serve the other Sindhis. Bap Dada likes to see how double foreigners come in every group to Madhuban and become the decoration of Madhuban. You have good zeal and enthusiasm. Oh no, 60 countries. So you've come from 60 countries, that means there's so much service in so many countries. And in whichever country you live, there too you cannot stay without service, can you? Whoever you come in contact with, what do you tell them? You won't go into other things. You will give them Baba's Gyan, won't you? So service is happening in so many countries. Now, double foreigners are becoming very good in giving message to others. You have prepared many groups and you give so many different courses. So Baba likes all that. Baba has seen so that just as in Bharat are spreading service everywhere, so too you also will continue to spread service, then Baba's message will surely reach the whole world. Those living abroad, they are serving as much as possible, wherever possible. They are making programs and giving the message wherever possible. So Bab Dada likes it very much. That to see that how you hold different programs, you continue to give the message. Those who do this work, raise your hand among double foreigners who do service, who are giving Baba's message everywhere, wherever they go, they raise their hand. And Baba is looking at the Sindhis. You don't do service, and some are raising their hand. Baba is saying, Baba wants every child of his to become a messenger. Each child of Baba is a messenger. You give the message, don't you? So every child is a messenger. Peygamber, messenger, the one who gives the message. Whomever you meet, what else would you speak about? You at least share your experience with each one you meet, don't you? So that is also like giving Baba's message to that one, is it not? In the form of sharing your experience to that person. Bab Dada likes this very much, that whomever you meet, you share experience in this way, do Baba's service by giving the message through experience. Why else does Bab Dada remember the double foreigners? Of course, Baba remembers all the children, but Bab Dada remembers the double foreigners in particular, especially Baba remembers you. Why? Why does he remember you especially? Because you are able to invite people of many religions, many cultures, many dresses on the stage and become one group. So now see, your which dress are you in now? You are in white dress, is it not? So all other religions, whether one you are by Lokik religion, whether you're Christian or Muslim or any religion, but now you sit on the same stage, sit in the same dress, and you have become part of one family. This speciality is very good. Those at the back are waving to Baba. All of you do service, don't you? All of you do service, don't you?
Yes.
Now, the new year is coming, so take benefit of the new year. All those who are in your connection, wherever you live, there you have to serve those people. Give them this gift of Baba's message. Tell them, this is my gift to you. It's a very different, unique gift which I'm giving to you. Anyone who's in your connection, your relation, you go to congratulate him. When you go to congratulate him for the new year, you gift him with any virtue or any power, and you tell him or her that I'm giving you a very unique gift. With this gift, your present as well as your future will become bright. So tell them good things, and this is a good chance as the new year is there. It's a good chance to serve people in this way. Okay. Bap Dada is happy. Service in foreign lands is very good. Bap is happy with the service being done abroad, and also the gathering is very good. Now you continue to move more and more forward. In each task, continue to move more and more forward. Okay, you may sit down. So did Baba meet everyone? So tonight we have to continue sitting till midnight. Baba is seeing those sitting at the back. Those sitting at the back, Baba wants everyone to stand up. All those sitting at the back. See, they are sitting so far. Baba has remembered them. But there is a big screen there too, and they are able to see Baba. 25,000 have come. See the big screen on top. Baba is giving a blessing to those sitting at the back. You have come to Madhuban before also, haven't you? So, all those who have come in this Mela of Madhuban and you have been made to sit at the back, don't think that we are, because we are sitting at the back, we are in the back. No, even if you are sitting in the at the back, but you are sitting in Bap Dada's heart throne. You're sitting in Baba's heart throne. And then Muni Ben is telling Baba, there are many sitting in the conference hall, there are many sitting in the meeting hall, they are sitting in the verandas, they are sitting. So total are 25,000, 3,000 is Madhuban and everyone, and the other 22,000 have come. And And Baba say, yes, welcome, welcome. This is your love for Baba. You did not see the cold, whether it's cold or not. You didn't see whether you got a good room to stay in, a good bed. You have not thought of anything. All those who are staying in the tent, they should think that those who are staying in the tent should think that all those who are staying in the tent that think that Bap Dada has come in every tent to take a round of how you are resting there. Bap Dada has come there. So those at the back, sitting in the back, Bap Dada says you are in Bap Dada's heart. This is why wherever you are sitting, Bap Dada is seeing you in front and merging you in his eyes and giving you your pyar as well as congratulations. Now, day by day, our Brahmin family is to increase more and more. So, Bap Dada too is happy to see his Brahmin family. Wow! This godly family, this family of God. Wow, how great you are, family of God. Okay, sit down, those at the back. Baba is saying, Baba has to sit up to midnight today. And everyone is clapping, yes. You have a chance. A chance to sit with Bap Dada together. Many are to meet Bap Dada. Okay. To all the children everywhere in this land, all other lands, to all the lovely children of the Father, the long lost now found beloved children, who have bid farewell to the old and are welcoming the new. And as Bap Dada has said, that along with bidding goodbye to the old year, you are the ones who are also saying goodbye to the old nature, old sanskars, to such Mahavir, brave children. Who earn multi-millions at every step. Who stabilize themselves in the stage of stabilize themselves in the stage of every title of self-respect which Bap Dada has given, and experience that stage. Bap Dada sees them in such a way that each child is worthy to claim complete inheritance for 21 births. You are the children who claim the inheritance for 21 births. That great you are. It's to you that Baba, as father, teacher and Sadguru, gives you love and remembrance and namaste. So the Murli is over, now other things.